Now we're going to talk about the International Festival of Percussion. Yep, that's right, the International Festival of Percussion, called BOOM, to be held at WAPA, the WA Academy of Performing Arts, celebrating all percussion in all its many styles from around the world, Afro-Latin through Asian to Western orchestral, popular and art music. BOOM brings them all together in a week-long festival of talks, workshops and concerts by leading artists in all genres. Today we have Artistic Director Ian Cleworth on the line to talk about this exciting event. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, Danae.
Tell us about what I can expect in... I'm waving my hands around. I'm pretty much playing air drums right now, Ian. What can I expect at the festival?
Well, everything and anything to do with hitting things, basically. I mean, that's the thing about percussion, as opposed to perhaps the other groups of strings, you know, wind and brass. With the percussion area, it's just you know, it's as big as the world. So there's no way, even in our festival, that we can even hope to cover, you know, the whole percussion world.
Yeah.
But we're doing our best to give at least a broad coverage of you know, things that are sort of, you know, struck and hit to make all wonderful sounds and rhythms and music.
I'm thinking about that now. It reminds me of the beautiful game, the world game, soccer. Just need a ball. You can always use, you know, two tin cans or a jumper and a hat for goals. You don't need much to make percussive sounds, and yet it speaks to all of us around the world.
That's right. Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think rhythm is just one of those things that's intrinsic to all humans, and I think it's one of those things that sort of binds us as humanity. And of course, you know, any number of cultures through the ages have come up with, you know, ingenious ways of making rhythmic sounds and wonderful rhythms and so on. And so what we're doing is over the course of actually 3 days, from the 26th of September through the 28th, that's Thursday to Saturday, we kick off each mid-afternoon with workshops. And that's we like to have the workshop element in tandem with performance element, because the workshop is the time that the general community, people can come in and enjoy, you know, getting together with expert tutors to explore various things. So we have, we've got an Afro-Brazilian samba workshop with Michael Bowes. And you're talking about, you know, basically anything being a percussion instrument. Well, one of the workshops is called Flower Pot Music with Thea Rossen. And that's a case of, we're going to get a whole collection of flower pots. And if you can think of, not the plastic ones, if you can think of the beautiful, you know, clay pots, when they're empty, they make the most beautiful sound, almost like a bell. So Thea will be leading the community through that, and then they'll actually give a little performance before one of the main scheduled performances in at the Richard Gill Auditorium at WAPA, which is Synergy Percussion, which is Australia's premier percussion ensemble. So that's just on the first day. That's just a little taste of the variety of what we're offering. And each day, again, is as different and as varied as that first day on the Thursday. So... yeah, and again, each day begins with a couple of workshops, and then it culminates in a couple of performances as well.
Beautiful. I did say it was a week-long festival. That's because I think 3 days is long enough for a work week, and also 3 days of workshops and performances like this will feel like a week. Did I manage that one?
It'll be very intense, and that's part of the idea. I mean, that's the great thing with festivals, I think, is to create that sort of feeling of immersion and intensity. So, that's absolutely by design, not by accident.
This is not the first. How many BOOM festivals have you had?
Yeah, well, we inaugurated it 2 years ago in Sydney. We're based in Sydney, and we kicked it off. And the idea actually... sort of came out of, you know, the dreaded couple of years of COVID. Not that it affected you guys so much in WA, but certainly in Sydney and around here, you know, we had long periods of lockdown and so on. And so we were thinking, what can we do to kind of celebrate getting out and about again and sharing things? And so we thought we would bring our friends and colleagues together in the festival. And actually, the last one was a week long, in fact. So we had the same similar format where we had great workshops and great artists from such a diversity of musical backgrounds. And so that was the beginnings of that. What we were thrilled with is that Tim White, who's the head of music there at WAPA, kindly invited us to present, come over from Sydney and present in Perth. And that's for two reasons. One is that WAPA just has fantastic facilities. Something that actually that Sydney doesn't have is that sort of concentration of various size venues and workshop spaces. But also Tim is an amazing, he's the head of percussion there at WAPA. And he's just built up an amazing community of percussionists and percussion lovers over more than 20 years. And Tim actually is an old friend and colleague of mine. And so we were just chatting about it. And he said, look, why don't you come over to Perth? We'd love to have you. And I said, really? I said, that sounds amazing. So that's why we've ended up in Perth. And we're thrilled that that's the case.
We're looking forward to it very much. Ian, is there something in particular that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, look, with festivals, it's such a variety, and we're thrilled to have everyone on the bill. But I must say that the final night on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Richard Gill Auditorium at WAPA, where the performance basically a sort of culmination of the whole 3 days, where the performance is by a fantastic artist who's Swiss from Basel, Fritz Halser. Fritz is presenting this work called Point Line Area, and it involves 20 percussionists, and we'll be sort of taking over the auditorium, and everyone has a little setup, the identical setup of a drum, a cymbal and a gong, and Fritz creates some amazing sort of shifting sort of textural type of landscape, all landscape that slowly moves and has these sort of incredible shifts of colour and texture over an hour. Fritz he's an amazing artist that's, very famous in Europe and done a lot of things over there. And in fact, he's been to Australia a few times as well. But we're absolutely thrilled that that's the final performance, because that kind of brings everyone together. Being 20 percussionists, it sort of brings us all together in one room to create what I think will be an absolutely wonderful soundscape of, percussive brilliance.
Well, I can feel the vibrations already, Ian. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Danny.
That's Ian Cleworth, the head of the Boom Festival at WAPA. He's the artistic director for the International Festival of Percussion.